Hallelujah, may the peace of our Lord Jesus be with you.
Hallelujah, 愿神的平安与大家同在。
Thank God for the opportunity given to me to share the word of God with you.
那么感谢神，神再次给这样的机会跟大家一起来分享神的话语。
And I would like to use the topic Daniel fast and pray for mutual encouragement.
所以今天呢，要用但以理禁食祷告的题目来跟大家一起来做互相的勉励。
May the Spirit of God be among us for us to understand His words.
那么求圣灵运行在我们当中，让我们在学习当中都能够了解。
First, we read Daniel chapter 9.
首先，我们看但以理书九章。
Daniel chapter 9, verse 3 to 6.
九章的第三节到第六节。但以理书九章第三节。我便进食，披麻蒙灰，定义向主神祈祷恳求。第四节，我向主我的神祈祷认罪，说主啊，大而可畏的神，向爱主守主诫命的人守约施慈爱。第五节，我们犯罪作孽，行恶叛逆，偏离你的典章诫命。第六节，没有听从你仆人众先知奉你名向我们君王首领列祖和国中一切百姓所说的话。
Amen. First we're going to look at Daniel this character and the background at that time.
所以我们先来介绍一下但以理所在的时间点。
At the first year of King Darius of Mede rule over Babylon.
那么大力乌王第一年统治了巴比伦帝国之后。
And that was the year Jeremiah read the book. Daniel read the book of Jeremiah that we read now.
在这个第一年呢，也就是但以理从耶利米书读到了有关于以色列国的事情。
Yeah, Daniel understood that they can return to their homeland 70 years. After 70 years,
他知道呢，七十年要满了，满了之后呢。按照神的旨意呢，以色列民将要回归耶路撒冷。
Yeah, the 70 years of desolation start from the year Daniel was taken as exile into Babylon.
那这七十年的起头，也就是当但以理被掳到巴比伦帝国的那一年算起。
Now, at that 70 years, at the end of the 70 years, the Babylon kingdom will come to an end.
那么在那个时候呢，已经预言七十年之后，巴比伦帝国也要来到终止。
Yeah, and Daniel witnessed the great changes and have served these two kingdoms.
那但以理在这当中也看到了巴比伦帝国的两个国王的改变。
Yeah, he was greatly respected by the king of these two kingdoms.
在那个时代呢，但以理事实上是被两个国王跟他的臣子呢所尊敬的一个人。
Daniel by now.Was about 80 to 90 years old.
如果我们计算一下，这个时候的但以理大约在80-90岁上下。
And God was abiding with him.
那么这个时候，神也与他同在。
God blessed him with good health.
那么神也祝福他有个很好的身体。
Letting him to continue to serve the king of Persia.
那么在那个时候呢，他继续服侍当时的波斯帝国的国王。
You see, Daniel understood.From the prophecy of Jeremiah,
从但以理从耶利米先知那里得到了看到了这个对耶路撒冷的预言。
That the time is now at hand, but they are unable to go back to their homeland yet.
那么他已经知道七十年就要满了，那么他们没有办法回到耶路撒冷。
So once Daniel knew the will of God for them is to return home.
当但以理已经知道了。按照先知的预言，已经是要回耶路撒冷的时候。
He had to pray with petition in fasting to ask God to guide the matter for them to return home soon.
所以他定义向主来恳求，以禁食的方式呢，向主恳求，让神带领他们回到原来的家乡。
We too, we need to understand from the Bible, at what time are we at now?
今天论到时间。我们身为基督徒的，也要从圣经当中了解我们现在在什么样的时间点。
Yeah, once we understood the Bible, we ourselves still need to make the necessary preparation for it.
经过圣经的指导，让我们知道我们现在所在的时间点，让我们也知道准备。
Yeah, So for example, in Matthew chapter 24,
比如说在马太福音24章,
verse 14 and 15,
14节到第15节这边说,
he tells us that that the gospel of the kingdom is to preach to the whole world, then the end will come.
这里告诉我们天国的福音呢, 将要传遍世界, 那么末期才会来到。
Yeah, the kingdom of the gospel of the gospel of the kingdom is to preach to the end of the world, and this will surely happen.
那么圣经告诉我们说，天国的福音将要传遍地极，这件事情是事实，也会完成的。
And so when our church have evangelical service, we give out invitation cards.
所以简单的说，当我们教会有举办布道会的时候，教会都会准备邀请卡。
Yeah, this holy work is not just handing out invitation cards, so simple.
这样的工作呢，不是单单只是将邀请卡交给别人这么简单而已。
Yeah, it involves us examining our heart whether we are worthy to be used by God for this important work.
相反的，我们要常常的检视自己是不是配得来完成神这样神圣的工作。
Yeah, we just can look at Daniel, why he was highly looked by, highly used by God.
所以我们拿但以理来看，说为什么但以理当时呢被神重用啊
？Yeah, see, one Daniel alone stands out better than thousands and millions of Jewish people.
我们看单单但以理一个人就已经远远超过上千、上百万、上千万的当时的以色列人了。
Why was that?
为什么是这样子
？Because of his speech, he and his conduct.
原因就是因为他所说的以及他所做的
gets the approval from the king and from God.
因为在人看来是的，他的国王都非常的尊敬他，在神看来，神给他他的荣耀。Yeah,
because of his character, is like an angel.
因为他的个性，他的性格就好像一个天使一样。So
glorious and full of wisdom.
也就是充满了智慧，充满了荣光。
These are the virtues that we need to pursue. To be highly used by God.
今天我们一定要立志追求这样的性格，让神来重用我们。
We have the truth.
我们拥有真理。
We have signs and miracles and have the Holy Spirit.
我们有圣灵，我们也看到神迹奇事。
But our behavior are much no different from the biblical Jewish people.
那我们的行为呢，跟圣经里面所讲到的当时属世的犹太人差不多。
Many times they did wrong.
那么他们犹太当时的以色列民也是常常犯错误。
And many times they returned and repented.
在犯错误之后，他们也回归向神，也懂得向神悔改。
Yeah. We need to examine ourselves to see where we need to be. Where is there need to be improvement?
因此，我们常常要能够检视自己，在什么样的地方，在属灵上面，我们要常常进步啊。
So when we do holy work,
所以当我们在服侍神、做圣工的时候，
we cannot do it superficially.
我们不能用表面的心态来做，
or do it for formality.
或是以这种形式上来做。
We must do it with, do it truthfully and with integrity.
我们必须用心灵虔诚的方式。 心态来做。
Yeah, from here, I would like to share with you 3 points as we study the passage we just read.
那么我们将用以下三点呢，跟大家一起来了解一下刚刚我们所读的这段经节。
Yeah, the first point is the concept of fast and pray.
那么第一点就是呢，我们来探讨一下禁食祷告的观念。
Yeah, Daniel fast.
我们看到哈，但以理事实上是禁食的。
Now, what is the meaning of fasting from the from the biblical point of view.
那么从圣经的角度呢，如何来解释、来定义这个禁食？
Now, for example, if you don't eat breakfast, is it considered as fasting?
比如说现在人呢有这个习惯不吃早餐，这样的不吃早餐是不是叫做禁食？
Yes, maybe for some.
是的，对某些人来讲呢，确实是不吃东西叫禁食。
Yeah, but for some, they are used to the lifestyle of skipping breakfast and then they eat their lunch later on.
那么有些人呢，就是习惯不吃早餐，但是呢，待会晚一点的时候再吃中餐。
That's actually brunch, breakfast and lunch combined.
也就是早午餐混在一起吃了。
So it's not considered fasting.
因此呢，这样的情况、这样的现象、生活形态就不叫做进食啊。
Yeah, in Vancouver Church during ESSC, the church have fasting and prayer only in the morning.
那么在温哥华。举办灵恩会的时候呢，只有在早上的时候呢，我们举办的是禁食祷告。
That was after much consideration and hope that all members can participate.
那么在许多考量之后呢，盼望弟兄姐妹都能够参加在灵恩会当中的禁食祷告。
Those who fast should not look down on those who did not.
那么禁食的人不要轻看那些不禁食的人。
Yeah, if we look at the time of Daniel.The king, for the sake of Daniel, fast and pray for Daniel when Daniel was to be put into the den of lion.
我们看到在但以理的时代里面呢，那但以理禁食，因为在那个时候呢，他
the king fast and pray for him.
当时的国王呢，为了但以理来禁食祷告。
As we can see in Daniel chapter 8, chapter 6.
我们看回到但以理书六章
，verse 18 to 19，
十八到十九节。
Yeah, we're not going to read. The king fast without food and water from night to from night till morning.
我们看哈，这个国王呢，终日禁食啊，终夜的禁食，一直到次日的黎明呢。
That was about 12 hours of fasting.
换句话呢，大约计算一下，十二个小时是禁食的。
Yeah, this is the shortest fasting time recorded in the Bible.
那这也可以说是在圣经当中记载最短的一次禁食。
Yeah, according to this, so our fasting could be done at sunset to sunrise.
那么因此呢，我们用这样来推论的话呢，我们的禁食是可以从太阳下山直到第二天太阳再起来的时候。
Or sunset, rise till sunset，
或是呢，从太阳升起来的时候，一直到太阳落下山之后。
Yeah, we saw that Esther and Mordecai for the sake of the Jewish people, fast for 3 days.
我们知道圣经里面另外一个故事，也就是莫迪改跟当刚跟一来为了犹太人来祷告，也一样禁食。
Yeah, they either eat or drink, recorded in Esther chapter.Chapter 4, verse 16.
那么在以斯帖记四章十六节有清楚的记载。
Yeah, when Haman plotted to kill all the Jews.
当哈曼那个元帅呢，阴谋设计呢，要杀掉所有的犹太人。
And then we saw in the end, Esther saved her people.
我们看到最后呢，以斯帖呢，拯救了他的全国的国民。
And the people of Nineveh, for the sake of their own life.Fasted and prayed for 3 days.
我们又看到圣经里面另外一段事迹，也就是尼尼微城的人呢，因为神要灭了他们，因此禁食悔改的祈求。
Jonah, on the first day, he preached to the people of Nineveh.
我们看约拿第一次进城向尼尼微城的人传警告。
They fasted for 3 days and 3 nights.
那尼尼微城呢，连同他的国王在内呢，总共禁食祷告了三天三夜。
We can see that was recorded in Jonah chapter 3 verse 6.
我们看到在约拿书六章里面也有清楚的记载。
Jonah proclaimed that if they don't repent, they will be destroyed in 40 days more.
因为呢，约拿告诉全城的人说，如果你们不悔改归向神，四十天之后呢，你们就要全城毁灭了。
From the king and all the people and animals did not eat or drink.
所以当时呢，在圣经记载很清楚啊，从国王一直到庶民，甚至所有的那个牲畜呢，都禁食啊。
And they repented from their wrongs.
那么他们从错误当中悔改啊。
And God forgave them.
那么神真的赦免他们。
Who are the people of Nineveh?
那么尼尼微城的人是什么样的人？
They were Assyrian before the Babylonian kingdom took over.
那么他们是当时在巴比伦人征服他们之前的叙利亚人。
Yeah, according to history, after they repented, they lived for another 100 20 years before the Babylonian took over.
我们看在当时历史记载呢，当他们悔改归向神之后呢，神让他们又存在了120年，一直到巴比伦帝国来征服。
So a true repentance with faith.
所以我们看到，在真正的悔改当中，是要有信心的悔改。
Accompanied with fast and pray for 3 days.
那么在三天的时间点之后的当中呢，禁食祷告。
Can lead a country to extend their life for 120 years.
那么这样的结果呢，能够让一个国家呢继续了120年的历史。
So is fasting and prayer important?
所以我们要反问一个问题，那禁食祷告真的这么重要吗？
Yes, it is.
当然是，一定是的。
Yeah, for a church to revive.
让一个教会能够再度兴旺。
If we truly repented away from doing things that are not pleasing to God.
如果我们真的远离神不喜悦的事情的话,
then this church will surely revive.
那么这个教会会重新得力，再度兴旺。
But we cannot do it superficially.
但是我们不可以只做表面功夫而已。
We cannot fast for formality.
我们不能只是形式上的禁食而已。
No repentance, then better not doing it.
如果禁食没有加上悔改的话，那干脆不要做得好。Yeah,
for example, in the past, we conducted Holy Communion.
比如说在过去呢，我们都有举办过这个圣餐礼。Yeah,
we say we will fast at lunchtime.
我们都说到当时在圣餐礼之前呢，要中午的禁食祷告。But
in fact, this is not fasting.
但是呢，这个 原则上来讲，这个不叫禁食啦。Yeah,
we sort of delay our meals until we finish conducting our Holy Communion.
那么在过去的我们的一个方式呢，其实只是延迟吃饭时间而已。
And there are believers, that ate before they come, so this is not considered fasting.
尤其是弟兄姐妹，如果在来教会之前，先好好的先吃一顿，吃饱了才来教会，那这个都不叫进食了。And
so and also elderly believers, they need to eat because of low sugar, and so they cannot fast.
那么比如说一些年长者，因为身体的关系，所以必须要先吃点东西，这个都不属于进食。So
when did our Lord Jesus conducted the Holy Communion?
那我们看主耶稣在当时所办的圣餐礼。
It was done after they ate their Passover meal in the evening.
那么在那个时候的时间点呢，圣餐礼是在他们逾越节过后的晚餐之后。
Yeah, that was recorded in Matthew chapter 26, verse 26.
那么详细的记载马太福音的第26章里面。
Our Lord Jesus let them eat their meal first, then conduct the Holy Communion.
主耶稣让门徒们先吃了逾越节的晚餐之后，紧接下来才举办圣餐礼。
Yeah, he did not let them worry about food issue or letting them getting hungry.
主耶稣也没有让门徒们让他们担心说该吃什么，或者让他们饿着了。
Yeah, fasting is more effective where everyone is capable of doing so.
所以说我们讲到禁食的时候，最好是所有人都能够有能力办得到。
And fasting should be done when important and urgent matters arises.
禁食对一个教会来说，通常在使用的时候，都是当教会遇到重大问题的时候。
Yeah. Another case that where people might fast is when a person is sick.
那么另外一种情况呢，禁食祷告呢，都是遇到了人疾病的时候。
Yeah, we can pray and fast for this person.
我们能够用禁食祷告的方式为单独一位来祷告。
On condition that this person or the family is willing to repent.
那么同样的，当事人以及当事人的家人们都愿意在神的面前痛心悔改。
Yeah, if this person or the family is not willing to repent, then our fast and prayer will be meaningless.
如果我们祷告的对象呢不痛心悔改，他的家人也不打算悔改的话，那么我们的禁食祷告其实是白费了。
When a person is sick.
那么当一个人生病了。
Yeah, people might ask this sick person to fast and pray.
也许我们会建议呢，这个生病人呢，能够禁食来祷告。
But the Bible says, only the sick needs doctor.
那么这边圣经告诉我们说，唯有生病的人需要医生啊。
So where doctors are available, they must go to seek treatment from doctors.
所以当有医生可以看的时候，他们要去找医生来医治正确的疾病，解决的方式。
And so you see, since this person's health is already poor, in a poor condition, not eating or drinking could make this matter worse.
既然这个人已经生病了，如果他又不吃不喝的话，反而会使得情况呢越来越糟糕了。
Yeah, not unless it is commanded by God.
那么，除非是神真的亲自来指示他要这么做。
Yeah, so we should not take fast and pray too casually, otherwise it'll lose its meaning.
因此呢，我们不能把禁食祷告这样的禁食呢，太很轻易的去解释或去执行，恐怕失去了它真正背后的意义。
Or it could become it could become superstitious.
甚至呢，我们变成了一种迷信的方式来做禁食的祷告。
Yeah, a sincere prayer with repentance is more effective than a fast and pray done casually.
一个悔改、诚心悔改的祷告呢，绝对是可以超过一个表面禁食的祷告。
Yeah, another meaning of fasting is to devote oneself, as recorded. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 5.
那么在哥林多前书当中呢有记载，也就是说呢，将自己诚心献上的一种禁食祷告。
Yeah, yes, we can read 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse chapter 7 verse 5.
我们看哥林多前书七章五节。
Yeah, verse 5.
哥林多前书第七章第五节，夫妻不可彼此亏负，除非两情相愿，暂时分房，为要专心祷告方可。
Sorry.
以后人要同房，免得撒旦趁着你们情不自禁引诱你们呐。
I'll read it in the ESV version. It says, "Do not deprive one another, except perhaps by agreement for a limited time, that you may devote yourself to prayer."But then come together again so that Satan may not tempt you because you have lack of self-control. Yeah, so here in the English version, the ESV, I think similar to the Chinese, that the word devote yourself to prayer.
这边说到了不管中文英文的一个解释，这边说到除非是专心祷告了，就是要专心有奉献自己的意思。
And that's also including fasting.
那么在这样的专心当中呢，也包含了这个禁食祷告的方向。
Yeah, so when we are faced with important and urgent matters that require fasting and prayer,
所以当我们面临一些困难或者紧急事件事情的时候呢，我们利用禁食祷告的方式向神祈求。
Husband and wife can then be apart for the time being.
这边告诉我们说，那夫妻之间呢，那可以暂时分房啊。
Yeah, but husband and wife should not give excuses for them to be set apart other than important and urgent matters.
换句话，在这节当中呢，如果不是这么重要的事情呢，夫妻当中是不可以分房的啦。
Yeah, fasting is important because it can win over Satan.
那么这样的专心禁食祷告呢，是非常重要的一个武器，因为可以胜过撒旦。
Yeah, because we have repented, so Satan will have no reason to find fault with us anymore.
原因就是因为我们已经诚心的悔改，让撒旦无计可施了。
So the Bible tells us to be close to God, and Satan will flee away from us.
所以圣经告诉我们，我们要亲近神，那么撒旦就会远离我们。
Yeah, what is the meaning of close to God?
什么叫做亲近神？
Yeah, it means repentance.
换句话，也就是要在神面前悔改。
A person is repenting, only then he can come close to God.
凡是一个人能够在神面前痛心悔改的，他就能够亲近神。
Now he have to change the bad habit and stop doing it.
那么也就是要在生活上有所改变，改掉这些坏习惯。
And making every determination not to do the same thing again.
然后竭力尽所能的不再犯同样的错误。
For example, if our house have idols, then we should remove them first.
比如说家里有偶像的，我们当然要把偶像除掉。
Today the idol is not the man-sized statues.
那么今天我们讲的偶像，不见得像一个大人这么高的一个长相。
Yeah, this idol could be small article made for feng shui purposes.
那么这样的偶像呢，很可能是因为特殊理由，比如说风水呢，所制造出来的一个小的样品。
Yeah, or articles that we simply think that they're good looking and good for decorating the house.
那比如说，也许是为了房子、为了装饰的关系的理由所放上去的一个小小的装饰物。
Yeah, we must remove them.
我们必须要除干净啊。
We have heard testimony about our True Jesus Church members went to Thailand for vacation.
我们也听过真耶稣教会有弟兄姐妹做这样的见证，当他们到泰国去旅游的时候，
They saw some beautiful looking small handcuff, locally made, article.
在旅游当中呢，在泰国他们也看到了一些手工制作的一些装饰品。
Yeah, they thought it would be good to put on a glass, shelf.
既然是装饰品，大家觉得说就放在这个玻璃上、窗户上也不错。
Yeah, a sister bought one and took it home.
所以这个姐妹呢，就买了一样这样的装饰品回到家了。
Not knowing that it was blessed by the local people.
那么她完全不知道呢，在装饰品的背后呢，在制作当中已经有邪灵的参与在里面。
Yeah, bought it home, bring it to her house.
那她就当然带回家了，放在家里了。
It's just like inviting the evil spirit to come to her house, her home.
这样的动作其实也就是帮撒旦开了个门，进入他的家庭当中。
Yeah, sure enough, she said there was no peace at home, and it was chaotic.
那么从那一刻开始呢，她真的自己也见证说，从那一刻开始，家中就常常的不平安了。
So she began to wonder why.
那么她在想说，到底出了什么事？
Thank God for His mercy. Then it came to her mind. To let her know what she had done.
那么感谢神的怜悯啊，神也让她知道说她自己在什么地方做错了。
So she asked the preacher to come to her home to remove her idol.
因此她邀请了传道呢到她家里面去除掉这样的装饰这个偶像。
Then peace was restored.
那么之后呢，她家里面就一切都平安的。
Yeah. If we have done wrong to people,
今天如果我们得罪了人
，we must make amendment.
那么我们一定要去把它修改和好。
Yeah, we must apologize.
我们必须要先去道歉。
Yeah, we look at the lesson we can learn from Zacchaeus, a chief collector.
我们看哈，在新约圣经当中，那个撒该，也就是这个税吏长啊。
Yeah, he was a person who, not only truly repented from his wrong.
他在主耶稣面前不但悔改自己的错误。
Yeah, he also follow up with action.
然后悔改之后呢，并且把他的悔改的心呢放在行为上。
Yeah, he said, if I have cheated anybody, I will pay him back four times the amount.
他自己说了，如果在之前我有讹诈过任何人，我用四倍的方式来还他。
And on that day, salvation came to his house.
就在那一刻，就在那一天起呢，真的，神的救恩到达他的家里。
Today, fasting is practiced by the Jewish people seeking for God's forgiveness.
那么今天的犹太人呢，常常利用禁食祷告的方式呢，来求神的怜悯跟宽容。
Yeah, for example, every year they fast for atonement of their sin.
那么他每一年呢，都有一个赎罪日呢，用那一天来向神祷告，向神禁食。
And also in remembrance of major event happened during the time of exile in Babylon.
那么在他们的禁食祷告当中，同样的也去纪念当时巴比伦人把以色列民所抓走之后的一个事件。
And also a time when they came back to their homeland.
以及同样的也纪念当他们受神的恩惠回到了耶路撒冷的那个日子。
In April 9, Jerusalem was destroyed.
在四月九号的那一天呢，耶路撒冷被攻陷了。
May 7, the temple and the city of Jerusalem was burned down.
那么五月七号那一天呢，也就耶路撒冷的圣城以及圣殿呢，被火焚烧了。
July 7, the day of atonement, and also the government of Judea was assassinated.
那么七月七号呢，也就是他们特别去思想纪念呢，省长基大利被人暗杀的日子。
And then on October 10, Nebuchadnezzar captured the city of Jerusalem.
那么十月十号，也就是尼布甲尼撒王呢，再度攻陷耶路撒冷的日子。
Yeah, the Jewish calendar is different from the calendar we used to, and so the date and the month will not line up.
我们看犹太人哈，犹太人所用的日历哈，他们的日历跟我们现在所用的日历是完全不一样的。
Yeah, if we want to fast, but our heart is not there.
今天如果我们说要禁食，但是我们的心没有办法做到禁食的地步。
Then the purpose of our fasting is not there anymore.
那么我们这外表的禁食就没有失去了它重要的目的跟意义。
This was what God told the people, told the Jewish people.
因为这是神亲自指示 当时的以色列百姓犹太人。
We turn to Zechariah chapter 7.
我们看回到撒加利亚书。
Verse 4 and 5.
撒加利亚书七章的四节。
Zechariah chapter 7, verse 4 and 5.
撒加利亚书七章的第四节、第五节，万军之主的话就临到我说：第五节，你要宣告国内的众民和祭司说：你们这七十年在五月、七月禁食悲哀，岂是丝毫向我禁食吗
？Yeah. See, God through Zechariah told the people to examine yourself when you fast.
神经过撒加利亚先知，重重的告诉以色列百姓说：今天你们的禁食是为我吗
？Yeah.They have treated this appointed time for fasting as normal.
因为呢，他们认为他们用非常简单的方式，很形式的方式呢来做这样的禁食。
Since they have set the time for the people to fast.
因为呢，这里已经讲到了，他们必须要固定的时间来禁食悲哀。
And if their attitude and their heart of repentance are not there.
但是他们向神悔改的心，向神悔改的态度。如果不在禁食当中
then the fasting is meaningless.
那么这样的禁食是没有意义的
so it is important not to take fast and pray too casually.
因此呢我们对于禁食这样的事情不可以太过随便的
and also fasting must be done cheerfully.
那么我们看到禁食必须要以开心的方式来进行
why?
为什么
because when we repent we think of God's grace is coming upon us
因为呢想到禁食祷告我们就已经想到了神的恩典会临到我们
we continue to read Zechariah chapter 8 verse 18 to 19
我们继续看下一章撒加利亚书八章的十八节跟十九节八章的十八节跟十九节八章十八节万军之主的话临到我说十九节万军之主如此说四月五月禁食的日子七月十月禁食的日子必变为由大家欢喜快乐的日子和欢乐的节期所以你们要喜爱诚实和和平
Why now there should be joy, gladness and cheerfulfeast in the house of Judah.
这边看到说，为什么要在这当禁食当中要能够欢喜快乐，而且是欢乐的节期
？It is because God has let them return to their homeland into the land of Canaan.
因为呢，神已经准许带领着他们呢，回到了自己的家乡，回到了耶路撒冷迦南地了。
They can rebuild the temple, the city, and now.The work has been done.
他们可以再次的重建耶路撒冷城，也可以重建神的圣殿。这些工作都要依序来完成了。
So God wanted them to be joyful and to be cheerful.
因此，神说你们要大家欢喜快乐，而且是要欢乐的一个节期呀。
Because they had been fasting and prayer since they were brought into the land of Babylon.
因为他们被抓到巴比伦的帝国的开始，就一路的一直在禁食啊。
See, every year at the set date and month for the past 70 years, they have been fast and pray.
因为在过去的被抓的七十年当中呢，他们有固定的日子、固定的月份向神来进食祈求。
Yeah, for the day they were killed and they were destroyed.
他们再度的想到说他们当时被抓、被毁的日子。
And also their deliverance.
以及他们被带出来到外国的日子。
And they did it.In the remembrance of the suffering that they went through.
换句话呢，他们在祷告当中，在禁食当中呢，再度的回想去纪念当时他们的苦难。
And how their country was destroyed.
也让他们再度想起呢，他们的国家如何被摧灭的。
So it was not an easy task for the Jewish people to carry on. To do this for 70 years.
所以在这样的情况之下，其实是不容易的，连续。整整七十年呢，每一年都做同样的事情。
Yeah, but in the end, God told them that their work has now completed.
那么在最后呢，神万军之神告诉他们说，你们已经做完该做的了。
The holy temple was rebuilt and the city was being rebuilt.
也就是圣城和圣殿呢，都重新被建造起来了。
So therefore, there's no need for fasting.
所以神告诉他们说，已经不需要再做禁食了。
And later, the fasting time became festival to celebrate with thanksgiving.
也就是在这禁食的日子当中呢，将要转变成快乐的日子，欢乐的节期了。
Be joyful, be glad, and be cheerful.
然后能够非常的快乐，非常的欢乐了，喜乐当中。
So we can see the love of God for them.
我们可以看到神对以色列百姓的爱啊。
God has brought them home.And normal suffering.
神带领他们脱离痛苦呢，又回到了原居地了。
And Jeremiah prophecy was fulfilled.
我们也看到耶利米先知当时的预言也就这样成全了。
Now I would like to share with you point number two, that Daniel confessed of their wrongdoing.
那我们看到再下来第二点要跟大家分享的，也就是但以理的悔改了。
When we pray.
当我们祷告的时候
，Do we acknowledge our wrong, or would we just pray?
我们是不是真的在神面前承认自己的错误，还是仅仅只是跪下来祷告而已
？Yeah, let's look at Daniel chapter 9 verse 4.
我们看回到但以理书九章四节。
Daniel chapter 9 verse 4.
但以理书九章第四节，我向主我的神祈祷，认罪说：主啊，大而可畏的神，向爱主守主诫命的人守约守施慈爱啊。
Daniel in his prayer he confessed to God of the sin committed by the people.
我们看到哈，但以理跪下来祷告的时候呢，他向神来认罪了，也就是不仅认他自己，而且是百姓的罪啊。
Yeah, he didn't actually do anything wrong.
但以理其实但以理并没有做什么对应该说得罪神的事。
Yeah, he.Why did he make confession?
那这里又说，这里我们要问了，他为什么要认罪
？Yeah, he was actually confessing on behalf of the nation, on behalf of the people.
他是代表他的人民，代表以色列全国来向神认罪。
See, a prayer with confession added is highly regarded by God.
那么祷告当中含的认罪的元素呢，神会看重哦。
Yeah, it is necessary. I'm sorry. Is it necessary for that every time we pray, we must confess our sins.
那么再一个问题，也就是说，是不是每次一跪下来祷告都要向神认罪呢
？Now, yes, when we pray, we must at least examine our deed before we sleep.
当然是的，因为呢，每一次跪下来祷告的时候，尤其在睡前的祷告，我们要想想今天所做的事情有没有错误。
That's right. Let's look at Leviticus.
我们看利未记
chapter 5.
利未记的五章。
Verse 5 first.
我们先看第五节，五章五节，他有了罪的时候，就要承认所犯的罪。
17.
然后再跳到第十七节，第十七节这边说，若有人犯罪，行了主所吩咐不可行的什么事，他虽然不知道，还是有了罪，就要担当他的罪孽。
18.
第十八节，也要照你所固定的价，从羊群中牵一只没有残疾的公绵羊来，给祭司做赎愆祭。至于他误行的那错事，祭司也要为他赎罪，他必蒙赦免。第十九节，这就是赎愆祭，因他在主面前实在有了罪。
You see, in the past, people how people atone their sin is by offering the animal.
我们看哈，在这个旧约时代呢，以色列民要向神悔改谢罪的时候呢，他们必须要用一个牲畜呢，当成他们的赎罪。
But today, thank God for His grace, because our Lord Jesus had died on the cross.To redeem our sin,
我们感谢神的恩典。今天我们在新约时代，因为主耶稣的慈爱呢，他已经为我们的罪钉死在十字架上。
Now we can come before God to repent.
现在的我们也因为他的慈爱呢，能够直接来到神主耶稣的面前呢，向他悔改。
For them, they have to bring an animal to the priest.
在旧约时代呢，他们必须要带着牲畜呢去见祭司。
The priest will then make atonement for them.
那么祭司呢就为他们来赎罪。
There is the process for it.
那么在这个赎罪当开，我们读到了几节当中，这是有一个手续的啊。
You have to bring the animal used for offering to the priest.
首先要带着这个没有残疾的这个羊呢，来到了祭司面前。
Then the priest will lay his hand on your head.
然后这个祭司呢，就要把手按在 这个犯罪的人的身上
and then the other
头上
and then on the animal head.
然后同时间另外一手按在要献的那个牲畜的头上
so then the animal will bear all the sin for you and will be sacrificed.
那么这个要被宰杀的动物呢将会承担你过去所犯的错误呢然后牺牲掉
your sin are forgiven in this process of atonement.
那么在这样的牺牲的过程准备当中呢，那么就叫赎罪祭了。
And for us today,
今天呢，我们
we confess our sin and repent before God.
那我们向神，在神的面前认罪来悔改。
God will listen to our prayer.
那么神会倾听我们的祷告。
But this is the only part of the process.
这只是一部分，就整个过程的一部分而已。
Now we look at Daniel.
我们看但以理。
See after Daniel confessed.
当但以理认罪之后。
What did he say we must do?
那么他紧接下来说我们该做什么？
Daniel chapter 9 verse 4.
我们再看回但以理书的九章第四节。
He said to keep God's commandment.
他说了要守主诫命啊。
God is great and awesome God.
原因是因为主是大而可畏的神啊。
God is a loving God.
神是有爱的神啊。
So if we have done wrong today.
今天如果我们做错了。
We must return to God.
我们要能够回归归向神。
And to keep his commandment, and to keep his covenant.
然后再下来就要守诫命啊。
God is the executor of this covenant.
因为呢神就是这个约的执行者。
And our Lord Jesus is the mediator between God and us.
我们看到主耶稣的身份，也就是在我们跟神之间当中保啊。
And our Lord Jesus can forgive our sin and bless us accordingly to the covenant.
那么主耶稣会按照这个约这样的约定呢，能够赦免我们的罪啊。
Yeah, only our Lord Jesus can forgive our trespasses.
因为呢，主耶稣绝对有这样的全能呢，能够赦免我们所犯下的错误。
We are so blessed living in this era where we can pray to our Lord Jesus directly.
我们应该非常感谢神，我们在这个时代，因为呢，我们可以直接向我们的主耶稣来祈求认罪。
So in our every prayer, we need to do an examination.
因此呢，在每一次祷告当中，我们都必须要能够检讨自己。
Don't wait until trouble comes, then we examine the situation.
不要等到真的面临了问题之后才知道错误了。
Yeah. So, for example, before we leave our house, we pray.
比如说我们在离开屋子之前呢，每一天离开屋子之前呢，我们会祷告。
Yeah. God, please protect me from trespassing against God and man.
那么我们的祷告内容必须是主啊，求你让我不要在人在神的面前呢犯下错误。
And have mercy on me.
那么并且呢怜悯我。
And may you bless my journey and may I return home safely.
能够让我出入都非常的平安。
Before we sleep, we can pray.
那么在我们睡觉前也要这样祷告。
We thank God for His protection and His guidance.
我们感谢神一天的保守跟怜悯。
And we ask God for His mercy and forgiveness.
那我们求神的怜悯跟求神的赦免。
Yeah, we can think, what have I done or have said things that are wrong today?
那么今在这样的祷告当中，我们要想想今天的白天我们做错了什么事，说错了什么话来得罪神、得罪人了。
If we have, we repent and correct it later.
如果真的看到、真的是想到了，那我们先向神认罪，日后我们逐渐一样一样来改进。
So every day we must examine ourselves and ask for God's mercy.
所以每一天我们都要借着神的怜悯呢，来够在神的面前向神认罪啊。
Yeah, ask for forgiveness.Of our trespass,
求神宽恕我们的错误啊。
This is pleasing to God,
因为这样的祷告才能够蒙神垂听啊。
Point number three,
第三点
啊。Turn back to the commands and the law of God,
也就是要回归到守神的诫命
啊。Daniel in his prayer, he said,
但以理的祷告当中他这么说。
We have turned away from your commands and law.
我们之所以会得罪神，因为我们偏离了你的典章律例啊。
Commands are the Ten Commandments.
因为呢，这个诫命也就是十条诫命。
And the law are the laws that are given by God through Moses.
那么这些典章呢，也就是神借着摩西交给百姓的。
And these are all moral law.
那么这些都是道德律啊。
Yeah, they are the requirement from God that everyone must follow.
也就是这是神指示当时的以色列百姓，每一个以色列百姓都要遵守的。
Yeah, they have rule number one, number three, and so on and so forth.
那么他们有第一条、第二条，一路所有的这些典章律例都在里面。
Yeah, they must be kept.
他们必须要能够严格遵守。
Now, if anyone follow, if we violate any of them,
如果我们犯了任何一条
，and then we have missed the requirement, then we have missed the requirement.
那我们就真的是偏离了神的要求啊。
Yeah, and so we have trespassed against God's requirement.
那我们就这样来犯罪来得罪了神。
Yeah, our prayer could not reach God.
在这得罪当中，在犯罪当中，我们的祷告是没有办法达到神面前。
And our prayer could not be heard by God.
我们的祷告也不会被神所倾听了。
Yeah, see, in a common, it's quite common in a construction site or a military site.
那么在尤其是在一些工程的地方，或是在军队的部队里面。
You can see that there are certain properties have signs that put up on poles or on fence.
那么有些时候你会看到某些区域哈，上面有个牌子。
Yeah, that says danger, no trespassing.
我们看到都会想说呢。这是危险地区，请勿进入。
Yeah. What is the purpose?
目的何在？
Yeah, this is to tell us if we cross this set up boundaries.
换句话呢，如果我们超过了这个围墙这个范围之外的话，
we are violating the law and be fined with no question asked.
那么我们就已经犯规违法，这样的处罚是绝对少不了的。
We have disobeyed the law.
原因就是因为我们已经偏离了神的典诫命了。Yeah.
Similarly, if our prayer did not reach God,
就好像今天我们的祷告呢，常常无法达到神的面前。
It is because we did not meet God's requirement.
原因就是因为我们没有按照没有合乎神的典章律例。
It is not that God is ignoring our prayer.
不是说神忽略了我们的祷告。
Yeah, but once we meet God's requirement,
今天如果我们真的都遵守着神的诫命，
surely God will hear our prayer.
那么我们可以保证神一定听我们的祷告。
When will God fulfill our prayer?
那么什么时候神会答应我们的祷告呢？
It is only a matter of time.
只是时间而已。
Now let's continue. Let's go to Isaiah.
我们请看到以赛亚。
Isaiah chapter 8.
以赛亚八章。
Verse 20.
二十节。以赛亚书的第八章第二十节，人当以训诲和法度为标准，他们所说的若不与此相符，必不得见晨光啊！
He tells us that we must consult God's instructions and the testimony of warning.
这边告诉我们哈，人当以训诲和法度为标准啊。
And speak accordingly to it.
那么必须要我们所说的，都要按照这样的法度跟标准为准则啊。
If not, then we will not see the daylight, and then we will be in darkness.
如果不是这样的话，那么必见不到晨光，也就是将会永远在黑暗里面。
So what are God's instruction and the testimony of warning?
那么今天告诉我们，问我们，我们就要问了，那什么是法度，什么又是训诲啊？
Yeah, they are what we said earlier, the standard of moral law.
这就是我们刚才所提到的，也就是在道德律的这一块。
When we have question in life.
今天我们在生命当中、生活当中，如果有疑问，
we must refer back to the Bible for answers.
我们首先第一件要回来的，也就回到圣经里找答案。
Yeah, not what we think or what we think it should be.
而不是我们想应该怎么样就是答案的那个答案。
Yeah. For example, let us look. According to the Bible, is killing a person punishable by death?
那么我们看圣经当中说杀人的必要偿命了。
Yes, according to the Bible, it should be stoned to death.
是的，按照圣经的标准呢，必须要用石头打死啊。
But as man became more civilized,
那么当人渐渐的更有文化之后
啊。Then the high court are being challenged by the civil rights groups.
但是我们会看到这种最高的决策原则常常被人的权利所来挑战。
And then the capital punishment law gradually is getting abolished.
所以我们看到死刑这个刑罚呢，就渐渐的消失了。
Yeah, according to the Bible, even a minor is liable.
那么我们会看到，就算是未成年的也是一样。会有责任要负的。
Yeah, but if a person kills someone unintentionally,
这边圣经也讲到哦，如果是无意致人于死的话
，God has provided a place of refuge where he can go to be saved.
那么神在圣经当中也说了， 有一个逃城呢，让这样的人呢去到那个地方躲避死亡啊。
So where is God's instructions?
所以今天我们说，那神的法度标准在哪里
？You see, the devil has kept deceiving men, to alter the standard of God, in many areas.
我们看现在的世界呢，魔鬼利用各式各样的方法呢，去修改、去调整神的法度跟标准啊。
Years after years.
我们看一年经过一年之后。
Yeah, we need to understand this to let us discern. What is right or what is wrong?
因此，我们要懂得分辨是跟非啊。
Yeah, and let's continue to read Daniel chapter 9 verse 6.
我们再回到但以理书第九章第九第九章。
Yeah, 9 verse 6.
第六节，九章第六节，但以理书没有听从你仆人众先知，奉你名向我们君王、首领、列祖和国中一切百姓所说的话。
Yeah. See, Daniel said here.We have not listened to the prophet who spoke in the name, in God's name since ancient time.
但你这边说到了这些从在过去针对于列王首领啊，这列祖国中所说的一切话呢，百姓都没有听啊。
We have not listened to Jeremiah who proclaimed calamity and disaster are coming.
那么在那个时候，他其实其讲到的，也就是说，在耶利米书，耶利米先知所提到的警告呢，以色列百姓是完全没有听进去啊。
Yeah, but they listened to prophet who proclaimed peace and peace.
相反的呢，以色列百姓反而去听那些假先知说平安的平安，一切都很平安呐。
They kept Jeremiah in prison, in Jerusalem, and later on, brought him along.To Egypt when they were escaping.
所以我们看到哈，当时以色列百姓所做的就是把耶利米先知下到监牢里面，并且在他们逃亡到埃及的时候，把耶利米先知也带着到埃及去。
And then later on they kill him.
然后到最后呢，杀了这位神的先知。
Now after 70 years has gone by, who is correct?
所以七十年后的今天呢，现在呢，到底谁才是对的
？Yeah, Jeremiah spoke the truth.
耶利米。讲的都是真理啊。
And those other prophets were lying.
那么所有的其他假先知呢，其实都是讲谎言啦。
So they have to bear the consequences for 70 years.
也因为这样的动作，以色列百姓必须要承担他们这样的后果。
Daniel prayed that they might return, soon to their homeland.
所以但以理在进食祷告当中呢，他也知道了神的预言，七十年之后他们要回归他们的国土。
And they did it.
那他们真的是做，真的是回到了以色列了，真的是回到了这个耶路撒冷。
Yeah, in conclusion,
那么最后，
Daniel fast and pray.
我们看到但以理的禁食祷告。
In his prayer, he not only prayer, but he petitioned God for his people to return home sooner.
那么他祈求神呢，让他的百姓们能够早一点回到耶路撒冷。
And I've shared with you 3 points.
我该在以上刚才呢跟大家分享了三点。
And hope we can be highly used by God to serve the church.
我们求神呢，让神能够非常的重用我们来服侍神，服侍教会。
The first point was the concept of fast and pray.
首先跟大家稍微分享的，也就是禁食祷告的概念。
And secondly was the confess our wrongdoing.
那么第二点，也就是要在神的面前认罪啊。
And secondly, is turning back to the commands and the law of God.
第三点，也就是要能够回归到神的律例典章。
Thank God, I end my sermon here.
感谢主，见证到此。
May all glory and honor be given to our Lord Jesus.
愿一切的荣耀归于神的圣名。
Amen.
阿门。
Let's sing hymn 43.
我们一起来唱赞美诗43首。
43.
43首。